It's Monday, January 13, and with your news at 8 a.m., I am Leonard Witbien. Economist Gabriel Erastus discussed the challenges at the Oshambelo Livestock Development Center brought to light by AR leader Job Amupanda. He pointed to rural to urban migration, as well as a lack of capacity building as key issues. Erastus urged for support to enhance rural development.
It is a public issue and it's a government issue, and we have to find an approach, an effective approach, that if we are going to stimulate rural economy, we have to be present. You need to have extension offices for livestock and so for crop in the villages, assisting people to farm and to produce commercially. Otherwise, all the investment that is going to be done are going to be of waste, because the capacity building and the understanding is not there. Because remember, you will only participate into something once you tasted the money.
Joseph Shihama, who is a business and economics researcher, underscored the importance of Namibia's new country partnership framework with the World Bank, stressing the vital role in aligning key long-term strategies such as Vision 2030 and the Harambe Prosperity Plan.
Their involvement will assist Namibia to create more employment. And also, we must not forget that the geopolitics still alive, and having these people on board, they will help us to enhance resilience to economic shocks, and as well as I said from the beginning, that inequality is also a much concern.
Meanwhile, activist Rinani Muthutwa has fiercely condemned the World Bank's involvement in Namibia, calling the institution a loan shark that focuses on profit rather than the well-being of the country's citizens.
So everything that they do for you comes with conditions, whether it's privatizing your public services or reducing company taxes. It just doesn't work in the favor of a regular Namibian.
Find the full interviews on futuremedianews.com.na. In South Africa, ANC President Cyril Ramaphosa says the government of national unity, formed with 9 political parties, aims to improve South Africans' lives and the country's economic standing. Speaking in Khayelitsha during the ANC's January 8 statement, Ramaphosa emphasized decisive action on urgent fronts to rebuild public confidence.
Our top priority to improve the ability of our economy. We seek to improve the quality of services and the accountability of government in all spheres, so that it can provide decisive and ethical leadership.
Continentally, Nigeria and the United States have signed an agreement to repatriate approximately 52.88 million in assets forfeited by former Nigerian oil minister Diazeni Alison Madueke and her associates, says CNBC Africa. This marks the first repatriation of assets outside Nigeria. Nigerian Justice Minister Latif Fakbemi confirmed that the funds linked to the Galactica assets will be returned to Nigeria as part of the agreement. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's willing to release 2 captured North Korean soldiers in exchange for Ukrainian soldiers being held in Russia. Ukraine says the men were captured earlier this month. Rebecca Bunden is our reporter.
Zelensky's office has said that Russia is trying to hide the fact that soldiers from North Korea are fighting in the war by giving them false documents. Ukraine's president has said he is willing to hand over 2 captured soldiers from North Korea who are in Kyiv and injured in exchange for Ukrainian prisoners of war in Russia. Zelensky last week said that some 4,000 North Korean soldiers have been killed or wounded while fighting alongside Russian troops against Ukraine. Rebecca Bunden, Tokyo.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.